You're listening to KGNU. The US is the wealthiest country in the world, albeit with massive inequality. Money remains, however, the number one source of stress in the lives of 3 out of 4 Americans. Financial stress has profound negative impacts on physical health and psychological functioning, as well as relationships and even longevity. Dr. Bradley Klontz will address the psychology of money at an online presentation today for Interface Boulder.
Yeah, so I've been doing this work for quite a while, and surveys are very, very clear on this. So the American Psychological Association does a Stress in America survey every year. They've been doing it for about 15 years now. Money is the number one source of stress in the lives of Americans, even when times are great, which obviously they're not great right now. And so we're the wealthiest country in the world, yet this is the biggest source of stress in our lives as Americans. And so that's really what financial psychology is all about. It's trying to sort out why that's the case, because we already know what we should be doing around money. People don't save enough. We spend more than we make. That's the average American in good times. And so really it comes down to what is wrong with our thinking around money.
Well, of course, living in poverty is known to negatively impact not just your psychological, but your physical health as well. And the pandemic has exacerbated so much of that. It's also plunged many people into economic uncertainty, you know, like they've never experienced before. So, you know, what do you say to people who are anxious about money?
So in moments of crisis, it's different advice. So what I would encourage people to do, I call it the worst case scenario analysis, because the problem is that for most Americans, your finances won't actually kill you. Okay. However, your financial stress can kill you. And there's been a bunch of research on this. It's really, really dangerous to be living in that level of financial stress. So the worst case scenario analysis goes like this. If the worst thing happened, if I did lose my job, what would happen next? Well, you know, I might lose my house. So if you lost your house, what would happen next? Well, I'd have to probably move in with some relatives. And you just run down this train of the absolute worst case scenario. And for most of us, what we realize is, it wouldn't be that bad. Like, look, it would be terrible if I had to move out of my house. But I got to tell you, if we moved in with my parents or my wife's parents, it would probably be the best years of my kids' lives, to be honest. I mean, it'd be pretty brutal for me. And when you run that worst case scenario analysis, it's sort of like an exposure to your worst fears. For most people, it starts to calm that emotional, that animal brain, which is really focused on your survival. And if you're constantly giving it the message that you're at risk, your brain actually, it's sort of like an on-off switch. It's like either I'm going to die or everything's fine. And that's how it is physiologically. And that's what happens to us psychologically. And so we have to calm that part of our brain down in order to function optimally.
Dr. Bradley Klontz will speak about the psychology of money as part of the September Interface Boulder presentation. It happens this morning at 11:30 a.m. Find out more at interfaceboulder.org.